For Ages and Ages to Come by Jade Ring. Read by Goombasa.
Your Majesty?
Princess Celestia, Wielder of the Sun, stopped going over her speech in time to look down at the white unicorn guard in his golden uniform. She offered a slight smile, hoping to dispel the worry on his face.
You've been married to Cadence for over 10 years, Shining Armor. Skyla's birthday party was only yesterday.
She winked at him.
You can call me Celestia.
Shining Armor returned the smile and rested a hoof on the polished surface of the marble table.
Not today, I can't. This is the first time the Council has gathered in Canterlot in 1,000 years. It's all about formalities today.
Even with your wife?
Especially my wife.
Celestia laughed quietly and looked at the chairs placed around the table, more thrones than anything else.
You have the names and titles memorized?
Shining Armor nodded.
Yes, ma'am. I won't be embarrassing any pony today.
3 sharp raps on the door echoed through the massive chamber chosen to host the Council's meeting. Celestia bowed her head at her former captain of the guard.
That's your cue.
Shining Armor bowed hastily and scampered past the table and up the stairs to his position by the door in a matter of seconds. With a final nod from Celestia, he grabbed the door's handles in his magic and pulled the massive portal open. The twin trumpeters on the other side of the door blasted a royal fanfare as the first set of hoofsteps approached.
Princess Celestia, Wielder of the Sun, is pleased to convene this century's gathering of the Grand Council of Immortals.
Shining Armor called out in his strongest voice, projecting so that it echoed on the castle's ancient stone walls.
Introducing their excellencies, the Immortals.
A pink alicorn dressed in the finest of crystal fashions entered the chamber and grinned at her husband.
Nice start, honey.
Thanks.
He grinned as he eyed her from snout to flank.
You look great today.
Thank you. My introduction.
Shining Armor shook his head and cleared his throat.
Princess Miamore Cadenza, the Guardian of Love.
Cadence smiled.
Nicely done.
She made sure to let her tail caress his nose as she walked down the stairs. Shining Armor watched his beloved walk down the stairs and reflected for the millionth time in 3 days on the moment Celestia had told him of his wife's true immortal nature. According to Equestria's chief ruler, Cadence's body was host to one of the first immortals, the Lady Miamore. Celestia had told him that just after the first gathering of the Council, Miamore had fallen in love with a mortal. Upon his death, Miamore had willed herself to die as well, intending for her soul to be reborn over and over across the centuries, just so she could feel true love's sweet kiss again and again. Shining Armor's attention was grabbed by a massive stallion who appeared to be chiseled from a block of solid granite. He stomped through the door, the ground shaking with every step he took. He spied Celestia and smiled at her, his eyes and mouth lit with the inner fire of boiling magma. A huge rock hammer lay strapped to his back.
The great Zemelya, the Master Earth Carver.
Shining Armor yelped slightly as his hoof was nearly crushed by the titanic hoof of the passing newest arrival. A chorus of birdsong, sung by a flock of brilliantly blue songbirds, heralded the arrival of a stately but still strongly built zebra. He watched with a wide smile as the birds circled the room before settling back into his mane.
Chief Wanyama, the Protector of the Wilds.
Shining Armor returned Wanyama's nod and watched him make his way to his chair. A sudden urge to sneeze filled his nose, and it was only the timely intervention of the next immortal that saved him some embarrassment.
Sorry about that. Pollen always gets away from me.
The voice came from a squat, rounded mare wearing a bonnet that appeared to be made from several different varieties of plants. Her wrinkled coat was a leafy green, and her unkempt moss-like mane fell over her eyes as she returned Shining Armor's bow. The summoned pollen swirled around her horn before tucking itself away in a sack strapped to her side.
As you were, Rosebud.
Shining Armor took a great breath before continuing.
Mistress Blommer, the Great Gardener.
He smiled as he watched her waddle down the steps and immediately engage in a spirited conversation with the much larger Zemelya. The pollen doesn't really get away from her. Shining Armor's attention was drawn to the Midnight Bloom mare who next passed through the door. She offered a knowing grin to her nephew-in-law. She always pulls that trick. Shining Armor permitted himself a chuckle and a shake of his head before he continued.
Princess Luna, the Warden of the Dreamscape.
No sooner had Luna passed him on her way down the stairs than a blinding white light filled his eyes. The sweetest song he'd ever heard filled his ears. Both the light and song faded slightly as twin fillies skipped lightly into the room, dancing around each other as they raced down the stairs. One was a shining purple, the other a mystical mint. Even after being told what to expect, Shining Armor was still caught off guard by the playful sisters. He regained his composure just in time to announce them before they reached the bottom of the stairs.
The twins! Aurora, the bearer of light, and Symphonia, the child empress of music.
The laughter of the two immortal fillies reminded him of his own daughter at home. A freezing wind blasted through the door, chilling Shining Armor to the bone. Ice crystals formed on the tips of his mane, and he started shivering uncontrollably as a stallion made of the north wind itself blew into the chamber.
The dreaded Waste, the Emir of the Windigos,
he managed to stammer out through chattering teeth. Waste paid the shaking stallion no mind and made his way to the table. Thankfully, in Shining Armor's opinion, taking the freezing wind with him. Shining Armor shook the last of the frost from his uniform just in time to witness the last of the immortals literally slither into the room. He gulped as she focused her piercing gaze on him, smiling with a mouth of razor-sharp teeth.
Her Excellency Abaya, the Queen of the Sirens.
Her brilliantly aqua scales rustled on the stairs' carpeting as she slid her way towards her fellow never-aging brothers and sisters. Shining Armor breathed a sigh of relief and made to close the great doors.
"Nicely done, old prince," a mocking voice whispered in his ear. "But I believe you've forgotten someone."
The white unicorn shook his head.
"No, I've introduced every pony."
"Every pony, maybe, but not everybody."
Shining Armor froze as he finally recognized the voice. He sighed heavily as he turned to look into the mocking eyes of the creature that had once been Equestria's greatest threat.
"Do I have to?" he hissed through gritted teeth.
The Draconicus gave what could only be described as a puppy dog's pout, the adorable effect offset by his protruding fang.
"Oh, please, it's my first meeting in a millennium."
Shining Armor rolled his eyes and made one final announcement.
"And Discord, the spirit of chaos."
"Discord?"
Wanyama gaped at the floating creature.
"You were freed?"
Blommer gave her best withering gaze to Celestia.
"We should have been informed."
A snap of his fingers, and Discord appeared behind the Solar Monarch's throne, his serpentine body clad in the black and white stripes of a prison uniform.
It really wasn't that important. I served my time, and now I'm free."
Celestia waved him off.
"As it was Luna and I who were the ones who initially imprisoned him, I believe that the decision to release him lay with us and us alone."
She looked at the assembled creatures.
"Was I mistaken?"
The immortals all shook their heads. Luna raised her hoof. "For the record, I was against releasing him." Zemelya looked down at the moon goddess, grinning widely.
"I am glad you are able to attend in the flesh this century, Luna."
His voice was the crushing of great rocks, but a gentle sweetness filled his words.
"I missed you terribly."
She smiled at him and touched her hoof to his boulder-sized one. "And I you, brother."
"If we could get to business."
Waste's freezing voice blew across the table like the first taste of a bitter winter. Symphonia nodded.
"It's Celestia's turn."
"Aw, can't we eat first?"
Aurora pouted.
"I'm hungry."
Cadence smiled at the pair, thinking, as Shining Armor had, of her own little daughter.
"You know it's tradition for the host's request to be made before dinner is served."
Discord, now seated in his throne and preparing a pipe with what appeared to be twigs and bark, laughed out loud.
"Oh, you all still do that? Even after I requested the chance to conquer all of Equestria?"
He doubled over as his laughter continued to grow. Blommer's horn sparked, and the twigs in Discord's pipe grew into several small trees. They entangled themselves in his nostrils and tugged hard on any hairs they found there. Chuckling at the spirit of chaos's distress, Blommer settled deeper into her chair.
"How are we supposed to know that you'd actually go through with it?"
Discord finally managed to yank the groping flora from his nose and glowered at her.
"I am chaos, dear sister. Expect the unexpected."
Celestia cleared her throat and addressed the table.
As established millennia ago, the one of us who hosts this gathering is permitted a single request to be submitted for approval from all of us. My request for you all this meeting is actually on behalf of another.
An arc of light beamed from her horn and created a hazy image on the table's center. The immortals peered at the image, an overhead view of a purple alicorn lying in her bed. Shining Armor, Cadence, Luna, and even Discord's eyes widened slightly when they realized who the pony was.
This is Princess Twilight Sparkle, once my most faithful student. Just about 10 years ago, she passed her final test and proved herself worthy of her wings and her crown.
Celestia smiled at the memory.
Twilight is unlike almost any pony I've ever known. She's bright and inquisitive, but also caring and loyal. She has assembled a circle of friends that has become unbreakable over the years. The bond between them is so powerful that it has toppled tyrants, saved empires, and even saved Luna from herself.
Celestia and Luna shared a look before the elder sister continued.
Twilight is extraordinarily adept at magic, perhaps even more so than old Star Swirl himself.
I miss Star Swirl,
Symphonia whined.
Me too. His beard was funny.
Aurora joined in. Blommer shushed the pair and motioned for Celestia to continue. Celestia's smile began to fade.
Twilight has become more than a student to me over the years. She is more like the daughter I never had.
She sighed heavily.
Which makes what's happening to her so much harder.
What is it?
Wanyama leaned forward in interest, ignoring the eye-rolling of Abaya.
Twilight's been sick lately.
Cadence looked back at the image.
Is that what this is about?
Celestia shook her head.
Twilight Sparkle is not simply sick. She is dying.
Cadence's jaw dropped.
Dying? I'm afraid she won't last the hour.
With a great clatter, Shining Armor was at Celestia's side. He looked back and forth between her and the image of his sister.
What's wrong with her?
Celestia shook her head.
I have only seen this disease once before, when Star Swirl passed away.
Another beam of light emerged from her horn and became a miniature sun.
I call it magical overload. Star Swirl died just days after coming up with his master spell. For Twilight, it has been 10 years.
The sun began to slowly expand.
Star Swirl was old and frail. Even though the spell failed, he was still filled with an incredible amount of magical energy. His body simply couldn't take it.
The sun popped like a balloon.
Twilight is still young, so the overload has taken longer to take effect.
The assembled immortals and one very worried mortal stallion watched as an adolescent purple dragon entered the scene. He knelt by Twilight's bedside and stroked her mane.
Look, her pet is concerned.
Abaya chuckled. This is no laughing matter, Abaya, Luna chastised the ocean-dwelling monarch. And young Spike is no pet. Waste planted his hooves on the grand table and dangerously sharp icicles formed around them.
I fail to see why this is any concern of ours. She is a mortal, and mortals die. Sunrise, sunset.
Celestia bowed her head and made ready to make her request.
Twilight Sparkle's mortality is at the very heart of this matter. Twilight has done so much for this world, given so much of herself to it, that it does not seem fair to let her die this way.
A final, steadying breath.
I request that the mantle of immortality be bestowed upon Twilight Sparkle.
There, it was done. The silence that followed was palpable.
Celestia, Wanyama started. I know you care for this mortal very much, but the mantle is...
Abaya slammed the table with a hoof, cracking the surface.
This is outrageous!
She bared her great fangs at the Solar Princess.
You would ask us to give our greatest gift to a mere pony?
She is much more than that.
Oh, yes, I forgot. She is your student. She's the... How did you put it? The daughter that you never had.
Blommer gave Celestia a pitying look.
As much as I am loath to agree with Abaya, she has a point. The mantle is our greatest treasure. we agreed at the very first meeting that it would only be granted to the most worthy of ponies.
Luna raised a hoof. I can vouch for the worthiness of Twilight Sparkle. She looked around at the assembled immortals. For 10 gatherings of the council, I attended as a mere shade. I was a shadow, imprisoned in the moon for fear that I would destroy all of Equestria. You all remember. I was never really myself. Even in that shadowy form, I was... She struggled to find the right word.
Mean, Zemelya grunted sadly.
Luna nodded. That's putting it lightly. It was Twilight Sparkle and her friends that saved me from myself, that returned me to my natural state. Luna nodded at Celestia. I believe my sister's judgment is sound.
You would,
Waste hissed. He turned his head and looked to Discord.
You have always seen eye to eye with me, brother. What say you in this matter?
Discord dropped his knitting needles and looked at the image of the pony who was now coughing and moaning with internal agony. It was Twilight and her friends that imprisoned me after I escaped the first time. Wanyama huffed.
And did she reform you as well?
Discord smiled. No, that honor goes to a pony named Fluttershy. Abaya sat back in her chair. So she's not so great after all. Oh, I didn't say that. Discord's eyes locked on Celestia, and he gave her a kind look. Not long after I reformed, I was tempted to wear the proverbial black hat once again. That time, it was Princess Twilight who showed me what real friendship was.
Friendship? Abaya spat. Is that all she offers?
Celestia looked at the Queen of the Sirens coldly.
Do you recall the Dazzling Three?
Abaya's eyes narrowed.
Those three upstarts, yes, I remember them. It was Starswirl who sent them away when they tried to usurp me and conquer Equestria for themselves. What about them?
It was Twilight who defeated them once and for all.
Abaya resisted the urge to let her jaw drop.
You lie!
I would never.
Abaya knew she was right, so she sank back into her chair and was silent.
She is very strong and has aided even members of this council.
Zemelya said, mostly to himself. He focused his gaze on Celestia.
But is it her deeds alone that have you making this request?
Blommer nodded, and absent-mindedly chewed on a leaf.
He's got a point. Were Twilight not your student, would you be making this request of us?
She sighed.
Beyond the fact that the mantle can only be given once, have you considered how she would feel? How her friends would feel? Immortality is a heavy burden, and heavier still for those who love we who cannot die.
She turned to Shining Armor.
You showed great concern for the mare. Who is she to you?
Shining Armor finally pulled his attention from the image and looked at the great gardener.
She's my sister.
Blommer nodded.
And how would you feel as you aged and died, all while she remained young and alive? How would she feel?
I'm not sure.
Cadence extended a wing and laid it across Shining Armor's back.
Is he your husband, Miamore?
Aurora spouted. Cadence nodded.
Wait!
Symphonia smacked her tiny hoof on the table, trying to mimic the actions of her older siblings.
Celestia, if you're so worried about her dying, why don't you just do what Miamore did?
Celestia made to answer, but Cadence did before she could open her mouth.
My soul was already immortal, Symphonia. I only died and returned because I chose to. If Twilight dies, she's gone.
Shining Armor shuddered under his wife's wing, powerless to save his sister. Waste stroked his chin.
Again, why should we care? Why is this mortal's life so important? She is a hero, there is no question there. But there were heroes before her, and there will be heroes after her. What makes her so worthy?
Celestia lowered her head.
There will not be another Twilight Sparkle. Not for a very long time.
Waste snorted, and the steam became a flurry of snow.
How can you say that with such certainty?
Because she's only the second Star Swirl.
Wanyama stopped chewing on the walnut he'd plucked from his mane and stared at Celestia.
Is she Star Swirl Reborn?
Celestia shook her head.
Nothing quite that simple. Look at us.
She made a broad, sweeping gesture.
Each of us represents and is responsible for some aspect of the world. The sun and moon, dreams, love, the earth, the seas, the winds, the flora, the fauna, even the very light and sound of this world. Even a representative of chaos sits among us. But there is one force in this world that has no representative, no protector, no wielder. It still runs wild and free throughout the world.
And it is?
Waste muttered impatiently.
Magic.
If Waste had possessed pupils, his eye-rolling would have been more obvious.
Magic has no master. It fills this world, untamed and unknown.
And why is that?
Because there is no pony strong enough to master it fully.
Except for Star Swirl.
Wanyama's eyes widened in realization.
Yes, and now Twilight has surpassed even him.
Celestia blocked Waste's rebuttal with a raised hoof.
We do not know where we come from. We were born as we are, and so we always shall be. It is only through sheer force of will that we are able to change some aspect of our physical forms. We are that we are until the last trumpet sounds, and we are here because we have a purpose. The universe itself birthed us to take care of the things we represent.
She closed her eyes and pictured Star Swirl's last smile before he drew his last breath.
Is it not possible that the universe sent us one who was supposed to be magic's master?
Symphonia and Aurora gasped and spoke as one.
We were supposed to bestow the mantle to Star Swirl.
Celestia nodded.
We did not understand at the time, which is why the universe has given us this second chance. Twilight's deeds, her mastery of her powers. These are all signs so that we do not once again miss our chance to complete this cycle.
She looked again to Waste.
You're right when you say there will be another Twilight Sparkle. If we let her die, then surely the universe will give us another chance. But how long will we wait? It was over 1,000 years between Star Swirl's death and Twilight's birth. How long will it be this time? Another millennium? 2? 10?
Waste simply glowered at her.
We were not given the mantle to simply hold on to it forever. We weren't even meant to gift it to one who would deserve it the most. We are meant to give it to the one that was sent to us. And that one's name is Princess Twilight Sparkle.
Celestia finally took a breath as silence descended on the table.
Well, it was Abaya. She's not sitting next to me.
Why would she want to, Abby? Discord chuckled. You reek of low tide.
Blommer smiled.
Shall we call it to a vote, then?
There is one last opinion left to hear.
Zemelya pointed his great hoof at shining armor. A loose pebble fell from the limb and dinged on Luna's crown.
Sorry, he muttered to her annoyed face.
Shining Armor looked about in confusion.
Huh? Why me?
You are her brother. Your opinion matters just as much as any pony's.
Wanyama gave a sharp whistle, and a small bird poked its head from his mane. It dropped another nut into his open mouth, where he munched it contently.
Do you have anything to say?
Shining Armor looked to his wife.
I guess I'm just afraid she'll forget me.
He turned to the rest of the table.
When Celestia and Cadence told me about Cadence's true nature, there was only one question I wanted answered. Did she remember all of her past loves? And she told me...
Every last one,
Cadence finished, touching her hoof to his.
Miyamore is not the only one amongst us who has loved and lost, Shining Armor,
Blommer said sadly.
We cannot sequester ourselves from all contact. Each of us has lost some pony at some time or another.
Lovers, Luna and Waste whispered. Wives,
Zemelya and Wanyama said together.
Friends,
Aurora and Symphonia chimed in.
Children.
Even Discord and Abaya looked melancholy.
But we remembered them all,
Blommer continued.
Woe be unto the immortal who forgets those they've known. The pain of losing them is tantamount to the joy of remembering them. We never forget the ones we love, for that is the burden we bear and the price of immortality.
Shining Armor nodded his head.
Then please, save my sister.
I'm afraid we're running out of time, Luna pointed at the image. Twilight Sparkle coughed, a horribly thick sound, and struggled to take another breath. Spike took one of her hooves in his claw and held it tightly, whispering reassurances. In the room's corner stood an emaciated white stallion clad in a long black cloak. Celestia's eyes widened in panic.
Then let us call it to a vote. Those in favor of granting my request, raise your hoof.
She raised her own. Luna's and Cadence's quickly joined hers. Discord cheekily shifted his claw into a hoof and raised it. He raised his eyebrows expectantly at Abaya. She rolled her eyes and raised her own hoof. Zemelya and Wanyama each raised theirs, smiling warmly at Celestia. Aurora raised hers eagerly, then smacked her twin sister with her free hoof, who quickly stopped picking at her tail and raised her own. Blommer looked around the table, smiled, and raised her hoof. All eyes fixed on Waste.
Be warned, Celestia, he growled. Do not get used to convincing me of things.
He raised his hoof, and the sharp icicles on the table melted to puddles. Celestia exhaled in relief and stood.
So let it be done.
The assembled immortals each stood. Shining Armor took a careful step back.
It is the judgment of this council that the mortal Princess Twilight Sparkle is to have bestowed upon her this day the mantle of immortality. Age will be but a memory. Grave illness will be the faintest trace of a long-past nightmare. She will take her place at this table from this day onward, for all the days to come, today and forever.
Celestia intoned. Ora e semper, the gathered immortals replied.
She will take her place amongst us as Princess Twilight Sparkle, mistress of the magical arts.
She looked at her fellow immortals with gratitude.
Is it agreed?
It is agreed, came the unified reply.
Thank you all, she whispered as a stray tear ran down her cheek. As it is agreed, so shall it be.
At the last word, a beam of golden light blasted from her horn and struck the projected image. Luna's horn emitted a ray of similar consistency. Cadence grasped her husband's hoof tightly as her own beam joined in. Zemelya hefted his massive hammer from his back and held it over his head. A blast of lava-red light emerged from the end and joined the gathering energies. Wanyama whistled shrilly, and in response an entire flock of small birds flew from his mane. They flew in circles, faster and faster, until they became a shining halo that united the other energies. Symphonia began to sing, magical notes emerging from her throat, as Aurora's eyes glowed from within with energy that soon shone onto the assembling mass of power. Waste blew his icy breath as Abaya emitted a sound that was a piercing shriek to the mares, but a haunting melody to the stallions. Their magics joined the others. Discord winked at Celestia and clapped his hands three times. Vicious purple magic, the substance of pure chaos, flew from his fingertips and united with the others. Blommer was the last. She plucked a flower petal from her lapel, kissed it, and softly blew it into the pulsating blend of powers. The amalgamation of energies coalesced into an evanescent sphere that appeared to be almost liquid in its consistency. They watched as the liquid poured itself into the hazy image of the dying princess and coated itself over her. It shimmered briefly, then faded entirely, sinking into her being. The image of Spike recoiled in surprise as Twilight suddenly gasped, fresh air refilling and rejuvenating her body. She settled back onto the bed, still asleep, and Spike exhaled in relief. The ghost of a smile crossed her lips. The specter in the corner of the room had vanished.
It is done.
Celestia waved her hoof, and the image dissipated at last. The immortals smiled at each other for a moment before again taking their seats. It was Zemelya who broke the silence.
I'm not the only one hungry, am I?
Celestia laughed with her brothers and sisters before turning to Shining Armor.
Captain, if you would be so kind as to tell the chefs that we are ready to eat.
Shining Armor saluted, kissed his wife, and trotted toward the stairs. He paused at the doors and looked back at the protectors of Equestria.
Thank you. All of you.
With a final nod from Celestia, he exited the room and made for the kitchens. 100 years later, Shining Armor slept in the tomb he shared with his beloved. Miamore's soul had moved on to her next body, and a new seat was placed at the table of the Great Council of Immortals. The End.